I'm Bill Preston. My work is published under William Preston. Most of my work has appeared in Asimov's science fiction. I consider myself a writer of whatever it is that comes to me, and a lot of the times that's speculative fiction.
This is a continuing episode of a series with William Preston about Tales of the Old Man. The series started at episode 307. If you got behind, go to the archives to catch up. For the audience who aren't familiar with the old man, how can you introduce him to them?
The old man is based on, in part, Doc Savage. Doc Savage, who was called the Man of Bronze. He was a huge pulp fiction hero who inspired not just the creation of other pulp fiction heroes. He isn't alone in doing that. The Shadow was also a huge figure. But there are aspects of him as a character that inspired figures we're familiar with today through comic books. Doc Savage has a Fortress of Solitude in the Arctic that Superman picks that up. Doc Savage's name is Clark Savage. Clark, there's that. He's a person that people come to with their problems, and hopefully he can solve them. And that's like a lot of other comic book and pulp heroes. He's a team around him, and that gets picked up in a lot of the comic book genre writing. He's not superpowered, so he's more like Batman. And he's got, like Batman, he's got a kind of utility belt of things. He's an inventor. He's a specialist in everything. I don't know how much the current version of Batman plays with this, but certainly the Batman in like the 40s and 50s, you know, he knew everything, and the reason he was the world's greatest detective is that he was on the cutting edge of everything, and he was an inventor, and he had this wealth. Doc Savage has this secret source of wealth. And so I use a lot of those tropes, which are now very familiar through other things, through other characters. That's who he is. But the core of the character also, as he appeared in the pulps in the 30s and 40s, was that you wanted to be kind of on his team. You wanted to, there was the pulp Doc Savage magazine had this thing that repeated a lot about the Doc Savage code, how you could be more like Doc Savage, how you could physically train yourself. And so there was a, I don't want to call it a moral code, an ethical code. There was a code of conduct, an understanding of how do you treat people? How do you think of yourself? And this is tied into American ideas. If you look at The Great Gatsby, one of the things that comes up in that book is that when, after Gatsby's murdered, spoiler alert, sorry, the book is a century old, so deal with it. His journal is found, his journals are found, and his journals detail in part this daily regimen that he develops, like, I'm going to work out, I'm going to read, I'm going to learn more vocabulary. He's trying to bring himself up from this background that he's got that's very, very simple and unsophisticated, not urbane. And he wants to be urbane. He wants to be someone, and he wants to be someone who's got some kind of strength that you can't take away from him. And if you look at what those journals look like, they draw on, in fact, what Franklin did. And if you look at Franklin's autobiography, he talks about setting up a daily regimen for himself. And it's this very American, and it's not uniquely American, Benjamin Franklin in his autobiography shares this page that's like, this is my journal when I was a kid, and it's all this self-improvement stuff. And that's exactly where the Gatsby notion of the journal of self-improvement comes from. It mirrors it exactly. So it's this thing within this kind of notion of the independent person who's self-improving, who's taking advantage of everything there is. and in the Doc Savage type character, and in the Batman kind of character, and even in the Superman character, and in other characters who run it. Tony Stark is a good example. It's someone who informs themselves as much as possible about everything, uses the resources they have, which then we give ourselves these characters who have kind of infinite resources. You know, Superman can go make a diamond, and I don't know if he does that as a way of monetizing his his fortress, but like he can. I mean, money's never really an issue for Superman. It may be for Clark Kent, but it's not for Superman. For Batman, he's just got an infinite source of wealth. Doc Savage does. Tony Stark does. The Fantastic Four initially struggle with wealth. It's a running part of the early Fantastic Four stories, but later they've got this foundation, they've got wealth through patents, through experimentation that Reed Richards has done, who again is a character who's kind of like the Doc Savage pulp character, infinitely well-informed, and with a core that has to do with family. And Doc Savage, like the old man, does not have a family. He's someone who, and I amplify that, I think, in each of the stories, there's a different group of people he's with. There's very little continuity in terms of who the characters are who surround him. Because he's living a very long time, People get killed in his line of work. People just sort of age out of doing the work, which he calls the work, like with a capital W. And so that's been a part of the stories as well, is this sort of continuity across time of one character, but a discontinuity in terms of the people who surround him. And I know I've gone far afield from whatever question you started with there.
No, oh, that was really good. However you found Sci-Fi Thoughts, be it iTunes, Stitcher, or any of the other podcast aggregation services, if you've enjoyed the show, go ahead and do us a favor. Go to wherever you get this podcast and leave us a review. Even clicking a few stars. And this will help out the show in many ways. We've got goodies in the show notes. Check them out and you will find links where you can find Tales of the Old Man, stories from William Preston, among other things such as his Blue Sky profile. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for your easy access. But if you downloaded this from a website, then you can just go back to the website where you got the MP3 and you will see the show notes there. The series started at episode 307. If you're like my friend Dale Stewart and you missed the first episode, go back to scifithoughts.space and type into the search box 307 and you will find the start of the series there. Next episode, more William Preston.
In this story, which takes place, 15 years? No, more than 20 years after the end of the previous old man story. And it's in our future as well, which I try to catch you up on as we go through the story. We start the story with Shoshana and her brother Isaac, he's teenaged. They've plunged into this underground chamber and they've set free the character of the old man who we know from the other stories.